Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ask Alex is happening, and we're going to want you to call in just 1 second if you got any advice or suggestions of what to do. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you do want to be on Ask Alex, maybe you have a question, email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or on Twitter and Instagram, you can send us a DM. Let's say good morning and try to help out Jim. Hey, Jim, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, good morning. How's it going? I love this show, too, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. What's your question? Hey.
All right, this is the thing, right? I stay in an apartment complex, and when you come out the front door and look to the left, it's like a little patch of a yard with grass in it.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Yeah, my problem is I can't keep the yard clean because every day there's poop all in it. There's always poop in it.
Gross.
The thing is, I don't even have a pet. My neighbor don't have a pet. Like, I never even heard a pet out here before, but I always have to clean up the poop every day. Like, and it's just getting frustrating at this point because I have to clean it up. And I never saw my neighbor with a pet, or I never heard a pet out here before. So
weird.
I don't really, it's crazy. I was hoping it wasn't human.
Well, okay, that was a good question.
No, 100%. You have a neighbor pooping in your
yard. Hold on, Alex. Calm down. It's not Freak Show Friday. Now, how big is this stuff? That's my point. Is it little? Is it like, I mean, humans are a lot bigger, but there are big dogs. You ever seen a Great Dane drop a log?
Yeah, exactly. This is not like little, like, poodle poop, man. This is like, it's big pieces. That's what I'm saying. So it has to be a big dog.
Okay. It's not a dog. It's your neighbor. Do you have a weird neighbor? Is he single? What's he like?
I mean, my neighbor, he's pretty cool. He's pretty cool, you know. We pretty much are on a high and by kind of basis.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah, he's single, though. It's like, I never really see no family and anybody over there.
Yeah, there you go.
Hold on, Jim.
See,
Jim, hold on. So if you're single, you're weird and you poop in your neighbor's yard.
He never has anyone over, not even a friend.
No, definitely
what does
not.
That mean? I used to be that way. I didn't poop in anybody's yard. I used my toilet. You are jumping to some big ass conclusions.
Okay, but is this guy a jogger?
To be honest, I'd be at work.
Stop. No, like, hold on, Jim.
Joggers poop in people's yards.
No, they don't. There was one story that we mentioned about the principal that would go take a dump at the school's track, and that was it. One story, and Alex says everybody that works out does that.
No, there was some lady in Colorado, I think, that would do it because like she'd get the urge while she was running because runners always have to go number two.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, at this point, I'm starting to feel like this is purposely being done because, like I said, I stay in an apartment complex, and for some reason, it's in my yard.
Did you wrong your neighbor? I mean, you guys say hi and bye, but did something happen where this might be a revenge act?
I mean, okay, the only thing I could think of is Christmas came. He actually got me and my lady some gift cards. And we were supposed to return the favor. We just ended up not doing it. I got a lot of kids, so we didn't end up doing it at the time. But I didn't think I would have to do it the same day, you know? Because it wasn't like an agreement to get each other gifts. It was just a surprise, you know? And I think he probably felt some kind of way about that. That's the only thing I could think of.
Do you think maybe you said you had kids? Could it be your kids?
No, definitely not, no. Because at the times that I find in the yard, the kids don't be here some of those days. Like, they could be going away for the weekend, and it still pops up here. So
your neighbor is mad about Christmas, and now he's giving you some Valentine's Day gifts, some chocolate.
Giving you a little Yuletide log.
That's bad.
Live the Web Girl, what do you think?
Have you or, like, anyone in your family accidentally stepped in the doo-doo, like, while playing outside?
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that's what made me call you. I'm just getting to that point and getting frustrated because it actually happened.
I think that Jim needs to confront his neighbor. He needs to knock on the door and just ask him point blank, are you pooping in my yard? 833-JOE-ALEX.
That is so awkward if he's not. And who's going to be, yeah, you got me. I've been busy. I think, Alex is wrong about this one. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Jim, you need to go to your building, like maintenance or like the main office and be like, maybe you guys can set up like a Nest Cam or something. That might be what you need to be doing.
Yeah, because it would be so much easier if I heard a bark or I heard, you know, an animal. I never heard, like, the whole time I lived there, I never heard an animal. I don't even think we're allowed to have pets out here, now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay, I mean, some places don't allow
someone
them.
A jogger from that lives somewhere else, cuts through your apartment complex for their daily jog, and that's where they decide to take a dookie.
Where do you come up with this, Alex? Like, you go so far off what's rational here. Live the web, girl. Go ahead.
I think you should bag it up and put it at his doorstep.
But what if it's not
way,
his?
I know, but that way, if it is him, he's going to be like, oh, shoot, I'm caught. I need to stop. If it isn't him, it's not like he knows it's from you guys.
Well, if he's listening to the radio, he might right now.
I become the villain after that. Then they're going to blame me for all the poop that was dropped.
Exactly. That ain't my poo-poo. Alex says maybe it's, you know, chocolate.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
I mean, she's getting insane with it.
Chocolate! Chocolate! Chocolate!
I don't know. I don't know, Jim. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Nah, trust me. It's not chocolate.
But did you try a piece?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, so it's not a Hershey kiss.
I smelled the piece, though. You can smell a piece as soon as you get to the yard.
Yep.
Okay, let's see what people recommend here. Let's kick things off right now with Janelle on the Joe and Alex Show. You also got Jim. What is your advice?
Hi. I just think that you live in an apartment complex, so there's probably somebody there with a big dog. I have an 85-pound dog, and he makes some big poop.
But he's never seen or heard an animal.
But he did.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I think if you go to your neighbor and say, instead of, are you pooping in my yard, say, have you had or seen any big poop around? And if they say, yeah, then you have means to form an investigation. It's probably somebody that lives in the apartment complex that has a big dog.
Not necessarily his neighbor.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't have to be the guy right by there, but it's probably somebody else that walks their dog discreetly because you said they're not supposed to have them.
Hmm.
All you need to do is talk to the apartment complex. They probably have hidden cameras. Most of them do. They'll probably see exactly what dog it is.
Interesting. Hey, thank you, Janelle.
Yeah, thank you. That's good advice right there.
All right. Let's talk to Kim. Hey, Kim. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say, I would put a sign out to say, hey, Nasty, I'm watching you.
That's not a bad idea either. That's straight to the point.
It's not.
And put the little emoji with the two eyes.
A little poop one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, poop emoji too.
And the chocolate emoji.
I'm sorry.
And the poop emoji, right.
That's just a little too creepy though. Like, I'm watching you.
I like it.
Somebody's watching me. Hey, thank you, Kim.
At least make them think twice. You better believe this.
That's right.
All right. There's a lot of twos in this conversation. Thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Carly on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say, Carly?
Okay, so first of all, no dog is going to poop in the same place every single time.
That's
so
what I was
after
thinking.
The second time, I would be staking it out. I would be posted up, and I would be on the lookout because that's a little ridiculous.
Poop patrol.
You read my mind. That's exactly what I was thinking. Why my spot every time?
Binoculars and a little tent pitched
yes.
out.
Jim, you need to set something up where you can have like a stakeout and just like have like meals and snacks ready to go, and you just have to watch it all night.
Yeah, you said you have kids.
You're
I'm
right.
making a family activity to end the misery y'all are going through.
Wait, you want to watch your kids watch somebody take a dump out there too?
Okay, bad idea.
Okay, well, it was worth a try, Carly. Jim, I hope these ideas help you. I really don't think it's a human being like Alex is suggesting.
For sure.
I hope not.
Get some some DNA. Send it into the local college.
Oh, hold on, real quick. Have you noticed anything inside of it like corn?
I really don't analyze it.
All right, well, you got to break it down. You got to break it down. All right, Jim, I hope we helped you a little bit this morning, buddy. Thanks for writing us for Ask Alex. And if you're in a predicament like Jim or anything else and you'd like some advice or you have a question, really easy, email the show. It's joeandalexshow@gmail.com or on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us. That's our social media. And just send us a direct message.